Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Amen. I love His presence. I love His presence. And it only comes one way that I know of, and that we have to praise Him. Amen. Amen. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? He dwells on the inside this morning. Amen. Amen. Title of my message this morning is Consider Your Ways. We're going to be in the book of Haggai. If you turn to the first chapter there with me. Before I get started, I'd like to thank the pastor for giving me this opportunity. Thank God for allowing me to be up here. But I have to admit, I had to pray. I've been asking God last week or two. I said, God, I'd really like to preach. I said, I hadn't preached in a while. And then the pastor called me, what was it, Friday night, I reckon. She said, I need you to preach. She said, I just need you to preach Sunday morning. And then I got to thinking, and I said, God, I really wanted to preach, but I didn't want the pastor to get sick to do it. So I had to go back and make sure. But then I got to thinking again. I said, well, you know what? I said, that might have been the only way that God could keep her quiet. God has brought her through this week, amen. Hey, it's hard to keep a preacher quiet, amen. When the Word of God is shut up on the inside, it's hard to keep you quiet, amen. I know that when the Spirit of God gets to dwelling within me, we have to get it out, amen. No matter where you're at, who's around, or what's going on in your life, when God gets to moving, we have to let it out, amen. But I appreciate the opportunity this morning. We're going to be looking this morning at the rebuilding of the temple. I spoke just a moment ago. We are the temple of God. Amen. We are the dwelling place of His Spirit. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of us this morning. Israel found themselves several times due to sin and rebellion in their life. They found that the judgment of God was placed upon them, and they found themselves in captivity and bondage. And we have to be careful today not to allow ourselves to get in that same situation. It may be neglect of duty or obligation or fulfilling your calling. The Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. And we can easily fall into that in the busy lives that we live today. We get caught up in, we just live such fast-paced lives, and there's so many things that we think we have to get done. But if there's one thing I've learned over the past years of walking with God, is that you have to prioritize your schedule. And as I was studying this lesson and looking back at how Israel got into some of the positions that they got into, they would, they fell into, they didn't want to wait upon God. They wanted to hurry up and do things themselves. They, several instances, it was because of their choices that they made. And I got to thinking, I believe it was Brother Davey that testified about this one time. And he said he was praying. And it may not have been him. If it was, you can tell me. But he said, God, he said, get into my schedule. He said, get into my schedule. God, I want it to be what you want it to be. And he said, God spoke back to him. And he said, you made that schedule. You fix it. And, a lot of times, that's where we find ourselves. That's where we find ourselves. You're the one that makes that schedule. We decide. We make decisions. And you can't sit there this morning and say that, there are some things that come up, and there's emergencies, and there's different things. You have a responsibility on the job that you have. But you can't sit there and say this morning that you don't make your schedule up, because you do. If you want to do something bad enough this morning, you find a way to make time for it. If there's something that you want to do, you make time. You find time. You rearrange. You sacrifice. You do this or that in order to achieve that thing that you want so bad. And that's where I think we need to apply what God has taught us through the example of Israel and through the example that He gives us in throughout His Word, that we must focus this morning and prioritize our schedules. We must prioritize the callings that God has placed in our life. And that's what I want to speak on this morning, is consider your ways. And that's what He spoke to the children of Israel. He said, consider your ways. He said, there was a lot of things going on that time. They had just come out of captivity. And He had spoke unto Zerubbabel, through King Cyrus, made a decree and allowed them to go back in and rebuild the temple where it had been destroyed. And that gave them one more opportunity. God's grace is awesome this morning. Amen. No matter what has happened in the past, it's in the past. And God's blood can cover all sin. Amen. God's blood and His grace and His mercy this morning can take you to places that you never dreamed of, because we look through the eyes of the natural man too many times. We look at circumstance. We see what's right in front of us. But it was even mentioned today in Sunday school. And brother, you got to talking about getting it out of your head and into your heart. And the scriptures that kept coming to my mind is, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Everything that we go to do and say, we must guard this heart, because the Bible also says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And what we put on the inside, God tries the reins of the heart. We can put on a show, and we can put on this false sense of everything's okay. But God tries the reins of the heart, and He knows our heart's desire. He knows what we have need of before we even ask. But He told the children, He said, consider your ways, because their ways wasn't what they needed to be at that time. And God will convict us, and He'll send forth His Spirit to come and just prodded us to, hey, take a look. Come, get back in my word. This is not where I want you to be. I've got great and mighty things that you know not of. And we must try God this morning and say, God, I have enough faith to believe exactly what your word says. No matter how much circumstance may lean the other way. He said, lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all your heart today, because we must consider our ways. And I got to thought, I said, God, I said, you know, I don't want to. I said, I'd like for you to give me a happy message to preach to the people this morning. And the more I got to look, and I said, God, this is talking about Israel being corrected and telling them that they wasn't doing things right. But, you know, the more I thought about it, I said, you know, we have to constantly consider our ways, lest we are tempted, lest we are fall into something that the enemy has laid before us as a trap. And we must consider our ways this morning. That's where Israel found themselves at this time. They, looking back at the sin, they returned from captivity. They had a job to do. It was time to rebuild the temple. It was time to build back what had been taken away and what had been torn down and destroyed. And some of the people at this time, they was old enough to be able to look back, and they seen the former temple in its glory. And then they have to come back into this land, and they see it ruined. They see it all tore down. And a lot of times we'll see where God has had us. And we've been in a place where God has just elevated us to heights that we could not ever imagine. And then we go through a storm, and it seems like everything is destroyed. But yet we have to look back. And He told them, He said, the latter temple is going to be greater than the former. And we have to remember that this morning. We must remember that. We must go before God and say, God, no matter what it looks like right now, I'm going to consider my ways this morning. The children of Israel found themselves pleasing the flesh. And 9 times out of 10, that's what's going to pull us away. We're going to want to satisfy these urges and hungers that we have in this flesh, and it will pull us away from God. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. But they found themselves in a place where they was working on their own buildings, their own houses. And yet, and that angered God, because He said, you live in these sealed houses here. You're putting all your effort and all your time and all your money into the things for yourself, while my temple lays here waste. My temple don't even have a roof on it right now. And yet you're putting all your time and resources into things of this natural realm. God wants us to look at things through the spiritual. He wants us to lay up treasure on the other side. It says the thief can't come and steal that which we lay up on the other side. Your bank account might be full this morning, but tomorrow it could be empty. You have a good job this morning, but tomorrow you may get a pink slip and you don't have that good job anymore. Tomorrow's not promised to any man. Nothing that we have is promised in this natural. We have no guarantees. But God said, I'll give you a promise. I'll make a covenant with you. I'll make a covenant with you that I will never break. And that thing that I have spoken out of my mouth, I will bring it to pass. I'll see it come to. If I have to change the heart of a king, he stirred up King Cyrus' heart here and spoke. And it don't matter who he has to get a hold of. He will stir up who he will. Amen. Just because it don't look like, God, how am I going to get out of this? I need favor. God will give you favor this morning. And we have many testimonies here in this congregation this morning. God has divinely showed his favor in the natural means. Amen. It's been manifested in the natural, but it come from God. Amen. It come from God. And we must remember that this morning, that no matter what God has called us in, and we may have been driven from our work that we're supposed to do for God. And we've all been there. God, we each have callings and gifts. And at different times in your life, you can testify that, you know, there's times that I'm really seeking after God and I'm really doing what I feel he has called me to do. And then there's other times where we've sort of grown a little lazy, grown a little lax, got complacent in where we are with Christ, because many times it's because of his blessings that we have grown complacent. God has blessed us so much that we want to sit back and enjoy what God, and it's nothing wrong with enjoying what God gives you this morning, because every good and perfect gift comes from above. And we must rejoice and we must give him the glory. But that's what he's talking to the children of Israel today. He said, when I rebuild this temple, he said, it's going to be for my glory. He said, it's not going to be. He said, you're working on your glory. You're working on your house. He said, but I'm going to be glorified in everything I go to do. And no matter who I have to choose or who I have to use, my glory is going to be shown throughout this world. And we must remember that God will bless us. And it's his good pleasure to bless his children this morning. But Israel found themselves in a place of sin, a place of not doing what God wanted them to do. And the storms of life may come. And we've all, I've seen the enemy at work overtime just in the last few years. He's working overtime to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I see him working on the family unit. I see him working in the financial areas. I see him working wherever he can get a foothold in. He will. Don't be deceived by the enemy this morning. Be wise of his devices. Look at your situation this morning. Consider your ways, because God is wanting to move and to work. And many times we go through these storms and we're driven away from the calling of God on our lives. We allow it to overwhelm us. But he said we need to look through the eyes of faith this morning. Consider your ways. Consider what my word, what thus saith the Lord this morning. But yet we must go back to that calling. We must go back to that work. And that's where they found themselves here. They had to go back and start to work on this temple. But they did not, and this is one thing I think the enemy uses a lot. They did not say here that they wasn't going to build the temple. Their statement was, it's not time.